Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, what do you do that your partner doesn't know about?
Ooh, Andy Brayshaw from Frio joined us.
Things that cafes do just to, well, annoy us.
And what's going on in the mind of Matthew?
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
Now, guys, I'm very lucky. Every weekend, my partner James makes me brunch.
Beautiful.
Right? It's gorgeous. Every weekend makes me whatever I like. And this weekend just gone, I just said, look, all I really want is a fried egg in a bun.
Okay. You're a simple girl.
Well, with just a bit of barbecue sauce and tomato sauce.
Simple
now,
needs.
The thing is that in my world as a vegetarian, that's kind of the equivalent of me eating like a burger, a messy burger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the egg drips everywhere, the sauce goes everywhere, and it's this really kind of, it's a mess. And so I just said to James, you don't normally watch me eat this, so just turn away.
Okay.
Right? Okay, yes.
And it got us into a conversation of the things that you've never really allowed your partner to see you doing.
Okay.
Mind right? you, you are a hot mess.
Well, we don't live together yet. So it's a thing where I still have plenty of opportunities to hide habits from him.
Yes.
He doesn't know what I do. And I feel that once he knows some of those things, it's going to take some of the, you know, the sheen off the romance.
Well, am I right in thinking you two don't fluff in front of each other?
No,
do you?
Oh goodness, no. We would never fluff in front of one another.
No fluffs.
Okay. No, we don't do that. Mm. But like, there's this one thing that I do that I think's pretty gross.
Okay, what do you got?
That I don't think he's going to be able to handle.
Go on.
Is that when I get sick, if you get a cold or whatever, I might have trouble falling asleep or whatever with a runny nose.
Right.
I will screw up a tissue and stuff tissues into my nose and fall asleep with them in my nose.
No.
That is a great look.
That's such a turn on.
But it means that then you don't have to keep, like, you don't have a dripping nose. You don't have to, like, keep wiping it. I'm sorry, I do it when I'm alone. No one knows I'm doing it until I've told everybody now. But he's never had to see me do that.
Yes.
And one day he will.
I mean, we talk about transparency in relationships and honesty and all that stuff, and it's very important. But there are some things that need to be kept private.
What are you doing that you're not letting T see?
Some things you don't have to do or explain.
Well, T, I don't think has ever, and it was interesting because we just talked to Zach and Lisa with their commentary for Man United.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When I'm playing FIFA
on
the PlayStation, I commentate.
Do you really?
I
call it like a kid.
And you wouldn't let her see that?
I will be 49 in June and I still commentate.
Wow.
I so wanted to know and record that.
No one has ever seen me do it.
Dean Clares, what are you doing when Laurie's not around?
You've led me in a similar path, Matt, and I've got to say that it wasn't that long ago. I met Laurie 9 years ago yesterday, right?
Aww.
And she knows that I'm a bit obsessed with sport, but the one thing she's missed out on, and I don't sneak up and do it anymore, but I used to be obsessed with overseas sport in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh.
So you guys know I love track and field. So it'd be if it's the Olympics or the World Athletics Championships, up at 1 a.m. watching that when it's in a Northern Hemisphere city. The Paris Marathon, watching marathon runners for 2 hours and 5 minutes
you
at 2 in the morning. An Ashes test match at Lord's up at 3 o'clock watching the Aussies. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. She never got to see that.
Never knew it was happening.
She never knew it was happening. She knows I love sports. She didn't realize I'd get up in the middle of the night to watch a marathon in Paris.
I'd
rather watch Kimber with tissues up her nose than a marathon.
Yeah, mine sounds way worse.
So
you guys are like,
I want to hide it.
You guys are like, oh, I do a bit of sporting commentary. I'm laying there with tissues stuffed up my nose.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
133353, what has your partner never seen you do?
Come on, admit it. We got a great caller of the day prize, a double pass to see none other than Queen, plus Adam Lambert on the Rhapsody Tour, Sunday, Feb 23rd at Optus Stadium. Tickets on sale now through Ticketek.
Can you just get the tissues? James just called. He wants to break up.
Lucky Bella can't talk.
Exactly. Oh,
don't start us, Paulie.
The Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber.
Relationships are complex and sometimes you need to keep things to yourself.
You just do. My partner James and I don't live together, and that means that he's never seen me in the state of a cold or a flu, which is where I stuff tissues into my nose and I just leave them there.
Keep talking, girl.
I just
keep
leave talking. Them there while I sleep because it makes it easier than having to keep wiping my nose.
So you breathe with your mouth open all all night.
Well, when you've got a cold, you can't breathe through your nose anyway,
that's
right?
That's true.
You so breathe through, through your ears.
But it's disgusting. And yeah. I know
a bit
that,
of Vicks in the tissue?
No. But I know that he won't want to roll over and see that.
He doesn't
want
to see absorption, girl, no.
I'm sure there are people who would.
We just want to know what your partner hasn't seen you do yet, because you've been keeping it a sneaky secret. Cheryl's in Alkimos. Cheryl, what have you been doing?
Good morning. I love the tissue thing. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, great visual.
Other people will do it now if they're not being watched.
They will. Okay, so I'm not with my partner. Well, actually, it was my husband. We were married 26 years. But he never, ever saw me file my feet. I have the most revolting, like, you know, hoof and feet, dead skin on my feet.
Bit of dead skin, skin dust?
Absolutely. So I'd take a cheese grater, not the one out of the kitchen drawer, of course. And I'd lock myself in the bathroom and sit naked on the bathroom floor with a towel and file my feet for 26 years, probably every second week. And still, seriously, I can't believe I'm phoning a radio station.
Yeah. Good on you.
I should disguise my voice.
You should. You haven't got hobbit feet there, have you, Cheryl? What's going on?
I haven't got a what?
Feet like a hobbit. Just every 2 weeks.
But Cheryl, the truth is these are the things that we have to do, but it's just we keep them a secret from our partner, as we should. And I think you did very well to hide that for 25 years.
Absolutely. And even take that little dusty towel and stick it in the back of the washing machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what, Cheryl, because you just came clean with your filth, we're going to give you the double pass to go and see Queen.
Oh, yay! Thank you so much. I might tell you my other habits now.
Hey, good to have a laugh with you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much.
Oh, cool. Also in Alkimos, Michelle. Michelle, what are you doing that your partner doesn't know about?
Well, there isn't much that he doesn't know or see after 26 years together and two children after childbirth and everything.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'm a hairdresser and have been for 28 years, and my husband has never, ever seen me with a colour on my hair.
Oh,
really?
Okay, that's interesting.
And I do this because, not because I don't care, like I don't care if he sees me, but he'll go to work in the morning with me as a redhead and he might come home to a blonde. So it kind of keeps it a little bit like, oh, he's coming home to someone new.
It's
so,
a surprise.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool, yeah.
Just changing it up.
But yeah, he's seen me cut my own hair, but he's just never seen me with a colour on it. So,
more of the colour.
Also, because once you've got the colour in, that's 20 minutes, 30 minutes where you need to be doing other things around the house. So it's good that you haven't wandered about.
Yeah, but it does get messy. And that's another thing. I get colour everywhere, so he doesn't really need to see that. You know, once I get the bleach out, that's a little bit scary. But it looks like a murder scene if I'm red, my bathroom.
Yeah. He doesn't need to see the stains on your forehead.
Nice one, Michelle.
No, thank you.
More secrets.
Yes.
Let's go to Beachborough. G'day, Danielle. What has your partner never seen you doing?
I've got one better than the tissue up the nose when I've had a bad cold. I've actually got a new kitchen sponge and cut pieces out.
Oh, dear.
And put that up my nose, because once it's absorbed everything it needs to, you can still breathe through it. And it's not as you don't have to pack it in as much.
And so you didn't let your partner see this, Danielle. You thought this is for private time.
He hasn't seen it yet because we only moved in together late last year.
Oh, there's time.
There hasn't been a winter yet.
I hope you've had your flu shot, Danielle.
It's not a deal breaker.
That's it. I hope he doesn't ever have to see it, but it's better than, you know, waking up and him seeing me with my mouth wide open.
Yeah.
That's another level.
Oh, yeah, no, a sponge is a much better look than your mouth open.
I just love that other people are doing it.
See what you've started, Kimber? Kimber has a crack
at
everyone. Follows
suit.
You stuff up your nose when you get a cold. Danielle, have a great day.
Thank you. You guys too.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Shut up. What is on the radio?
He's one of the hottest rising stars in the AFL.
Great short. Brilliant goal.
And he's our man inside the Dockers. Let's talk footy with Andrew Brayshaw for Automasters.
Let's listen to this first.
Michael Walters, for the second week in a row, with a kick right at the death to try and put his team in front, and he steps up again!
Andy Brayshaw is the king of Frio right now, our mate Sonny Walters.
Yeah, it was unreal. It was such a good game. I funny thing, I in the warm-up actually went his eye open accidentally in the midfield warm-up, and I thought he wasn't going to come back out, but came back out in the first quarter and dominated for the whole game. So it was unreal.
Just as well. Now, Andy, you've got a bye, so you've headed back to Victoria to see the family. Nice and sunny and warm there, is it?
It is freezing. I haven't gotten out of this jumper and trackies, but I've seen Mum and Dad, caught up with my girlfriend and seen my brother as well. So it's been really good to reconnect with the family.
Oh, beautiful, mate. And if you're in jumper and trackies, it's like you're dressing to do breakfast radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
And a bit of golf?
Yeah, a little bit of golf. I've kept my interstate membership at Royal Melbourne Golf Club. Mm-hmm. So I've played two rounds there and it has been absolutely freezing. One day it was raining just about sideways, it was that windy, and then the next day it was still bitterly cold. So I cannot wait to get back to WA and back to some warm weather, hopefully.
Absolutely, mate. Hey, have a quick listen to this.
Brayshaw.
How hard was he at the ball? Unbelievable.
His last four efforts have been enormous. For a kid to do what he's doing out there is inspiring.
Hey, mate, how do you go with praise? Do you sort of level it out with the with the criticism as well and not take it too seriously?
Yeah, you got to try and, you know, keep a level head, but yeah, you got to sort of ride the ups and the downs, I guess. Well, a few weeks ago, I probably wasn't playing my best footy and was copping a bit of criticism. And then on the weekend, I thought I played one of my better games for the year. So got a bit of praise, but as long as the team's winning, I'm happy. So, you know, I was happy to play my part on the weekend.
How do you go with being called a kid? I mean, you're a grown man. You're 19 years of age, Andy.
No. Well, it depends who you're talking to. When I'm with my ex-schoolmates, I feel like a man, but when I'm hanging around with Aaron Sandilands and Hayden Ballantyne, I feel like a bit of a kid. But,
those old buggers.
God, how do you feel when you're hanging out with us?
Like he's doing his nursing home duties.
Hey, speaking of Bellas, mate, he might be back very, very soon, back playing for Peel.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, he's had a little niggle for a while, but he can't wait to get back, and it'll be great to see him back out there. He's a great player and a really good leader, so he's actually been helping me a fair bit with my forward craft since being moved into the forward line. He's helped me a fair bit, so it'd be great to see him back out.
And, Andy, I know, of course, Geelong are quietly there on the top of the ladder, but people keep talking about Collingwood being the team to beat this year, and you've gone and done it on their patch. It was a great win.
Yeah, it was a really good win. You know, Collingwood at the MCG is no easy feat, so we came with a plan, and I think we executed it. So that's just another tick in the box for the Dockers, but there's still plenty of games to go, and we're sitting outside of the eight, so there's still heaps of work to do. So I think, you know, there's a lot to take out of the game, but I think the boys were pretty happy with it.
And so the break for you guys, is it 5 days you get off, Andy? Is that what happens with the bye?
Yeah, so I've had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm back Thursday night, and then we've got training Friday. So a little bit of a break, and yeah, it's been really good to see the family.
Oh, thanks for talking to us, buddy, on your holidays. You're
meant to be around holes. What's going on?
No worries, guys, no worries.
Yeah, when we're on holidays, we just don't answer the phone if we're cool.
Andy Brayshaw's on the line. Tell him to wait.
Hey, good on you, champ. Have a good break. Enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Yeah, and this morning we are doing it with our mates Clean Heat. They are the WA Gas Company and they are helping life flow.
Oh, I know. I'm just thinking when those winter days come shortly and you put the gas heater on and you curl up in front of it.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, please. Oh. It's quick and easy to switch online to Clean Heat. Good on you, Clean Heat. You're warming our hearts.
Yeah, join today and watch your savings grow. For more information, visit cleanheat.com.au.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Now, guys, Perth cafes.
Okay.
If we're lucky enough to go out to a Perth cafe and get served, how do you guys feel when they bring out like a salad on a wooden board?
Oh, I don't mind.
Oh, see, that's when I think we've made a bad choice.
Okay.
Yeah. Straight away, I'm like, I can't eat this if it sits on top of a board.
Okay.
Why? Because
of the wood?
Because your food falls off the side.
Oh, okay. Right. Like, the juices and stuff fall
everything.
Off.
Everything.
Yeah, okay.
Like, those things need to be on plates. I've seen, like, chips served on wooden boards.
Yeah, I mean, it happens a lot with the burgers, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot.
I quite like it, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
You like a bit of a funky kind of mixing it up.
A bit of a rustic look.
How about if it's the old jam jars and they haven't got a handle, but that's your drink? You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you're having a smoothie, but it's in the jam jar.
Again, I don't mind
that.
That. Yeah, don't mind that.
You're a hipster, man.
Are people against all these things?
Well, they are. Do you mind? Like, do you have any cafe annoyances?
Yes, I do have one, and that is that I don't. If I get toast,
yes,
I don't want to have to ask for butter.
Oh yeah, okay. Right.
Like, and I don't want one of those tiny little hotel type butters
that are so hard you can't even spread them. Yeah.
Give me some butter.
I think they store them in the freezer, don't they? So you have to rub them between your hands.
Why do cafes get a bit stingy like that? We went out for lunch last week and they served us, and then the woman came over. I said, "Oh, excuse me, you don't have any salt and pepper grinders on the table," which is my number one, like, that's ridiculous. Everyone should be able to have seasoning at hand.
Sure. Mm.
But then they came over with one of those giant pepper grinders, and they stand over you and they're like...
Isn't that part of the theatre of restaurant and cafe service, though?
I think it's awful.
Okay.
I think there is nothing more... I almost feel like I'm being judged for how much pepper I want. Like, I just want to do it to my own level without going, bit more. Okay, no, okay, when? Oh, no, just over on this bit.
You're
here.
Going over, like, your quota like you did with your ice cream last night there.
Yeah.
You're using up too much pepper.
You should be able to do whatever you like. Like, a cafe is that stint that they have to, like, go scungy on the pepper and hold back from it.
Well, I mean, isn't in a high-class restaurant, isn't that what you expect, though, for the you know, the soft-touch waiter or, you know, wait staff to come like over and, you know, give you your butter or your cheese or whatnot?
Yeah, maybe
your pepper
in,
or your cheese.
Maybe in high-class, because in that sort of restaurant, I expect the food to be so good. I don't need that much pepper.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, it's already it's in the dish. What about when you get plonked in a cafe or a restaurant and you're right under the air conditioning vent? There's always a table under the aircon vent, especially when you've got the coldest wife in the world.
Yes.
It's like, we have to move. And they look at you, they give you that face and go, it's the last table left, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll move 6 inches that way.
And the only other table's the wobbly table.
Every second table's wobbly.
I've spent half my life folding up bits of paper to stick under a table to make it level.
Someone invent something. I think they have, and work.
Yeah.
They have. There's some cafes where the people actually carry those little things in
their aprons.
The little
and
stoppers.
They just stick the stoppers in. Yeah.
Oh, man, what do you do?
I know, it's fancy cafe life.
Yeah. No.
Can't please us.
How do we get through?
I don't know. I'm going to have to take my own pepper grinder.
Honestly.
I think you're right. First world problems right there.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly. Getting up that early. Matt's World.
I was watching the news last night, and all the world leaders are gathering in London, or indeed in Portsmouth, for the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings, the 6th of June 1944.
What's the use of worrying?
Wow.
Yeah, pack up your troubles. And, of course, our great leader, ScoMo, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, was there with his wife, Mrs. Mo. And
Mrs. Mo.
And, of course, they brought a gift for Her Majesty the Queen.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the Queen. My God, 93 years old, right?
Oh, but she's had to fake a few present openings.
She has, right?
So many.
She has. But I got to say, didn't vote for ScoMo, but kudos to you for your present buying.
Did he do well?
What's he done?
He's given Her Majesty the Queen Winx's autobiography. She's a great horse, but she can't write.
No. She's got a ghostwriter.
Biography. And I would imagine, because the Queen loves her horses.
She does, yeah.
And she would go, all right, finally, something that I... Because she has received a lot of presents.
Oh, absolutely.
And etiquette says that she has to accept them, right? So that would be her training.
A huge collection of plates and shields and any kinds of things from around the Commonwealth.
You can imagine.
We've given her some great Ugg boots. Maybe those little koalas that you squeeze their claws, and they hold onto the fridge.
Ashtrays in the shape of Australia.
Yes. DVD pack of all the Croc Dundee movies.
I mean, you've got a room in your house with CDs.
Yeah.
They'd have a wing in Buckingham Palace.
It's a whole palace.
And I'm just looking at her and I'm thinking, I mean, God bless you. I mean, great respect for her, but isn't it time to call it a day? She must be exhausted.
I mean, I don't know. Why not just see it out?
Okay, maybe.
I feel like you've done your time now. Just see it out and then let everyone fight amongst themselves.
An extraordinary life.
Yeah, do you reckon Charles wants the gig?
Well,
after all this time, he's in his 70s now.
I don't know.
You know, he's been waiting a long time.
And I just think about a whole life spent with everyone around you treating you that way.
Yes, Mum.
Like even her son. Yeah. Has to bow his head.
Yeah.
Can't even get your kids to say thank you after the having dinner. they have these so many rules. You know, when the Queen finishes eating, that's it. It's over.
It's done.
Oh, right.
Right. No wonder they're all so slim.
What if she's not hungry, though? That's horrible for everyone else.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. My mum's 75. Yeah. She's full after a piece of toast.
Oh, dear.
If you're on one of the back tables, you're just getting your meal and she's, I'm finished, and that's it. It's all over.
Does that count for sleeping as well? Like she sleeps for 10 minutes and everyone has to get up?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Bizarre.
Some weird things, but there are some cool little bits of etiquette that I would love. We've all been in conversations that we wish we weren't in, right? Yep. So the Queen's got this little code that if she moves her handbag from her left hand to her right hand,
right,
it's time for the staff to intervene and end the conversation.
Oh, dear.
But now everybody knows.
I know, and you would.
Secret's out.
If you were thinking you were winning on with the Queen, say, you know, Captain Paul was having one of his, oh, Your Majesty, did I tell you about the new camera I got for my drone conversation?
Yes.
She'd be putting her shoulder out trying to get that bag on the other arm.
He'd be trying to get the bag
massive
off her.
Massive blow to your ego. Yeah. And you know what? And she doesn't need, she's the only person in the entire Commonwealth that does not need a license to drive or a registration.
Sounds a bit like her husband.
Because she's probably never driven herself anywhere.
Oh, no, she drives everywhere.
She loves driving, doesn't she?
I'd love to see her on an episode of RBT. You know, this corgi-loving great-grandmother is a naughty nana. But bless her, she's still doing it, you know.
Yeah.
She, 93 years old. I'm not a monarchist at all. Yeah. I mean, in 1999, I do wish we became a republic, but I do have respect for her duty.
Still,
I mean,
doing all the official functions and everything.
Yeah. I do feel for Charles, as you say though, Claire. He's had to go to all those business meetings for years and years and years just in case he gets the gig. Like, what a joke.
Yeah.
What a life wasted.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
It's like that spin bowler that came up. What was that guy's name? Forget his name, but he was there when Shane Warne was
McGill.
The man. Oh, that guy.
Poor old McGill.
He just sat in the background.
The McGill gorilla. So there you go, Your Majesty. Work. Yeah.
Well done, Matthew.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed.
Hey, it's all changing, a twist.
Good.
Now,
very subtle.
Most of us had jobs while we were studying. Mm-hmm. I worked in hospitality badly.
Yeah.
But 18-year-old Welsh student Abby Haywood is making a heap of money doing fetish clips online.
Oh.
Now, it's not the kind of fetish clip your mind may have immediately gone to. Oh. Have a listen to this. Okay.
I thought of feet straight away, actually.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, that would be your normal go-to. Abby can make as much as $180 per clip for people to watch her sneeze.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Mm. And so she's a regular sneezer. She's got a sneezing issue?
It's a good question. She can sneeze up to 11 times in 5 minutes. Which sounds like a lot of dead air to me.
Yeah, but... Mm.
But people like what Abby does... And they'll pay her to sneeze.
There is a market for everything, isn't there?
Pretty
really
much,
is.
Yeah. And a place to play everything as well now.
I mean, what job do you call that when you're getting on a plane and they say occupation and you fill that out? What are you saying?
I find it hard enough to find one that fits our description, let alone that.
A sneeze-fluencer? I'm not sure.
It's bizarre.
That is really weird. What does she do with the photography? You know, who's taking the videos?
Oh,
she's saying to her boyfriend, quick, honey, I'm going to sneeze. Get the money shot.
Well, yeah. She has created a nose tickler.
And
she says that she's quite light sensitive as well, so that does help with the sneezing.
Yep.
But she's had some interesting requests, like doing it in a public toilet. We're not talking naked or anything.
No, just because the echo sound.
Because of the echo and whatnot. And she said, I'm making more money now than I ever did as, you know, working in a cafe or whatever.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Oh. So,
Clancy loves my snoffs.
Yeah, Kimber does a thing called a snoff.
Yes.
You can't tell if it's a sneeze or a cough.
But I'm a freeloader. I haven't paid a cent. I haven't subscribed to her site.
Maybe you could upload you doing squirrel.
Oh, squirrel. I love it. Can you say squirrel for us?
Squirrel.
Beautiful.
Hey?
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The Juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
INXS fans might be excited about this one. Madman Entertainment have released the official trailer for Mystify Michael Hutchence. Now, okay. This is a film that's come out or is about to come out about Michael Hutchence. It's got its Australian premiere at the Sydney Film Festival later this week, and it will be around cinemas in Australia on July 4.
Right.
And it's a feature documentary, and it's from the acclaimed filmmaker Richard Lowenstein. Lowenstein. And he uses extraordinary footage. It's never seen before. It's from the families. It's home videos. It's concert material. It's publicity interviews. And people are saying it's a lot of Michael Hutchence in a way that you hadn't seen him before. And he was quite a complicated creature.
He certainly was, yeah.
And it's got recording sessions and everything, and it sounds like it could be a beauty.
You know when there's one person in the room that has a special light, that was him.
He was the complete package.
And everyone wanted a piece of him.
Michael always had that aura about him.
If you're a sensual being, all of your senses need stimulation. A lot of it was based around pleasure, let's face it.
I don't like the idea of goals. I don't like the idea of success.
So it sounds like it could be an interesting one. It looks pretty good.
Of course, Lowenstein and Michael Hutchence go back a long way. Lowenstein directed Dogs in Space.
Yeah.
With and a very young Michael Hutchence.
He did a lot of their music videos for them, for INXS and for U2,
Yeah, long-time friends. And so they think that this is going to be done with the sort of dignity that it deserves.
Okay.
Tim Farris and INXS members saw the film at a private screening last week, and they said it was a very emotional ride, but Richard and his team have handled it beautifully.
Yeah.
So they've given it the tick of approval. You can see the full trailer at mystifyfilm.com.au or at mix.com.au as soon as Dan the internet stops losing his mind with excitement and gets it up.
Do you think Dan might be a little bit pumped about this?
Yeah,
he's the biggest INXS fan I've ever met.
Isn't he?
Yeah, so I dare say that will be on our website shortly, so you can check that one out.
Sweet.
And July 4 will be in cinemas. Now, rapper Jay-Z, he's the first hip-hop star to become a billionaire. A billionaire, according to Forbes. 49-year-old says most of the money looks like it's come from business interests in fashion, a sports management company, and a stake in Uber.
Right.
And the magazine said that what they did is they calculated his total amount by adding up his income before subtracting a healthy amount to account for a superstar lifestyle.
Okay.
So he's earning well over that. It's just that they've taken out what, you know, what it would cost to pay his health insurance.
I think Dr. Dre would be disputing this, didn't he? When he did the Beats deal with Jimmy Iovine, he was saying he was a billionaire at that point.
Well, this is the interesting thing is that they say that, yeah, it basically when he sold Beats to Apple for $3 billion US, Forbes said his net worth would have actually been about $800 million US due to taxes.
Gotcha. Right, okay.
So he didn't quite make
Dr. Dre don't pay no tax, girl.
He's the doctor.
And in terms of the ladies, who's hiding up, who's got all the most money in music? Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
The 31-year-old can now say she's officially the world's highest paid female in the music industry.
Bigger than Beyonce.
Worth about $600 million.
Wow.
And again, this wealth has been acquired through a lucrative partnership with a luxury goods company. And she does a Fenty Beauty cosmetics line.
Yep.
And they reckon that cosmetics line has earned her $570 million in the first 15 months of business.
I mean, well played. But I asked you before, I've heard of Rihanna. Until you said Umbrella, I couldn't tell you one of her songs.
Shut up and drive, drive.
Well, look, she's up there with the best of them. Yeah. Madonna came second behind Rihanna at $570 million. Celine Dion, $450 million. Ah. Beyonce, $400 million. And Taylor Swift, $360 million. So they're the top richest five women in music.
Girl power.
The girls are doing well.
Mm. That's your Daily Juice.
Very nice.
Where did you come on that list, Casey?
Well, first I've got to get out my tambourine.
She's selling different kind of beats.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Oh, fantastic. Manchester United have produced the impossible.
Oh.
This is exciting, isn't it?
The greatest football club in the world. Some would argue that with me. But they are coming to Perth
in
July.
What about
July.
My Dockers?
Oh, apart from the Dockers, of course. And we have lined up this. Look, it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I got to hang out with the old boys last time the legends were here.
The veterans came, yeah.
But we have the opportunity for a couple of kids to walk onto the field, onto Optus, no less, with Manchester United players as an official mascot.
And this is the real team. I mean, you know, the legends are wonderful to reminisce.
Absolutely.
In that game, they didn't score.
Although we all had a belly.
Yeah. True. But you have to have a go at being a Big Breakfast kiddie commentator. Uh-huh. So you head to the win page at mix.com.au to register and send some audio of you doing some fun commentary.
Yeah.
And we've received a great entry.
A young fella by the name of Zach, and Zach's mum, Lisa, is on the line. Lisa, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Welcome to you.
Lisa, did Zach say to you, I desperately want to be one of these kids. Please help me film this?
He is absolutely soccer mad. Like, eats, sleeps and breathes it. I can't tell you how many commentaries I have to listen to.
Oh, great.
Oh, I'm still doing that at 49, Lisa. So, you know, Zach's a legend already. And Manchester United fan or just a fan of football?
He's a massive football fan, massive Glory fan, but he's a Chelsea boy.
Oh, okay. Well, we might have to cut you off there, Lisa.
No.
Stop it.
Let's have a listen to Zach's commentary.
Matt passes it to Clezzy, little 1-2 between Matter's legs, and Kimber takes control of it. Round Chris Smalling. Oh, it's a rainbow flick over Eric Bailly. On the volley, it's in past Amadea. He looks to his teammates, he looks to the sky. What a goal! He puts his hand on her and head up high. That was for you, Shane.
Oh, wow. Works.
That was amazing.
Hey,
yeah.
Zach, good job, mate.
Hello.
Hey, hey buddy. Bud. Well done, mate. You had me dribbling through Matt's legs, or Maddie's legs, you said. That was great.
Zach, what's the best thing about football? Why do you love it so much?
Scoring goals and saving shots.
Are you a goalkeeper, Zach?
No, I'm a striker.
Oh, you're a striker. Scoring goals.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Zach, how do you celebrate, mate? Do you go nuts? Do you run away from your teammates? You run to them? What do you do?
I put my, across my heart, kiss my finger and put it up to the sky for my Uncle Harry because he sadly passed away in a car crash last year.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, mate, would love you to go out and have a great time. You are going to be walking out on the field with a Manchester United player as an official mascot.
Yay!
Thank you!
That's our pleasure, buddy. And of course, that means that you and your family have tickets to the Manchester United versus Perth Glory match, your beautiful Glory, at Optus Stadium on Saturday, July 13.
Thank you.
Well done, champ. And Uncle Harry would be really proud of you, buddy.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Good on you, Zach. Have fun.
Well, thank you.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Be like Captain Paul. Age well. Call Bethany on 131 151 anytime and learn to be a life expert. And now, it's time.
Brace yourself.
For Captain Paul's joke of the day.
That's what she said. Yeah, things are going well. things are going well with the new girlfriend.
Good.
She actually said that that we should have sex in the small lake on her property.
Right.
Yeah, she's into pondage.
Wow, that's
terrible.
That's stupid, isn't it?
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.